Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Fucked. The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Yo, fuckers. Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked. It's the anti-slut shaming podcast. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina.
Wow, guys. Today's episode of Guys We Fucked is brought to you by Squarespace. Guess what? It's the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. Building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter offer code GWF at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace.
You should.
You really should.
God, that was so sexy. It was turned on.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, man. How was your week, your life?
My life was great. It was wonderful. Just the best week of my life. Outstanding.
Good.
Just hit it out of the ballpark
Corinne,
in every way.
You're always having the best time all the time. Stop. You gotta stop.
Thank you.
Calm down, bitch.
I know. Jeez, you live too hard.
You're like a fucking crazy person. I had the birthday weekend.
Yes, you did.
And that toy that Steven gave me for Valentine's Day, the vibrator that goes in.
Familiar.
And there was a remote control.
Yep.
I brought it. We brought all the sex toys with us to this hotel.
Was there like a separate case of sex toys?
It was just among our clothes because it was just an overnight.
Right.
So I was like, same bag. And it was a haunted hotel.
Yes.
But I didn't see any ghosts. Which was a bummer and also exciting.
A bummer and a relief.
Yeah. Because I was like, I hope there's no ghosts.
Yeah, it's like it's exciting to see a ghost, but then if you actually saw a ghost, you'd probably shit yourself.
I would shit myself. And then we were having sex that night, and I'm like, if I see a ghost while I'm fucking, like, I don't know what. I think I'm going to, like, break your dick. I'm going to be so scared.
Oh my God.
I thought of this idea of a sketch where it's like, fucking with ghosts. And you just put couples in really haunted rooms where you don't tell them. And then you just ghost scare them while they're fucking. That'd be funny to watch. Anyway, that toy that he brought me, I bought it. I brought it with me. And I put it in my purse. And we were playing pinball, as we do. And I went to the bathroom. And I was like, oh, I'm going to put it in. Put it in, because you can't tell. And I just...
if you just came out with a huge hoopa coming out of your vagina.
What, guys? Stop shaming. And he's at the pinball machine, and I just put out my hand like I have something for him, and I give him the remote, and he goes, oh, okay, you want to do this? We're doing this? And I was like, yeah, here you go. And then like 20 minutes goes by, and he doesn't put it on. I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? Did I not use it?
Yeah.
I want to see what this is like. I've never done anything like this
before. He was making you wait.
He was.
Yeah.
And then I was playing. What machine was I playing? Oh, the new Hobbit machine by Stern. It's new. And I was playing it, and then all of a sudden he puts it on. I was like, whoa! And I start cracking up. Like, when I'm nervous or when I'm surprised, I just laugh really hard.
Uh-huh.
Like, when I got my wisdom teeth out, I was laughing. That's the hardest I think I've ever laughed in my life.
Wow.
The doctor was like, you have a problem. But I was like, oh, my God. And then he turned it off and back on, like, the whole time. I'm like, this is fucking fun. And then he thought it was hot. So I was like, is this turning you on? And then every time I would do it, I would just laugh. Like, I'd be across the room. I'd be like, whoa!
I mean, was anyone, like, noticing
that? They were just like, she loves pinball. Wow.
Right.
It was awesome.
Nice.
So you guys should all get one.
Perfect.
The Tiani by Lilo. Free ad, baby. I don't care. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about something unless I say what it is. Tiani.
Yes.
It was really fun.
Nice. Perfect.
That was, like, so debaucherous for me. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, my God.
You're living hard.
This is crazy.
28 and really going for it.
Come see us live.
Yes.
Oh, tomorrow we're doing a TED Talk, Saturday the 27th. So if you're in the area of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, tickets are free. They're first come, first serve. Just go to TEDxUNC.com for more info.
Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday, March 9th, The Comedian Project is back with me and Katie Hannigan at the Standing Room in Long Island City. Use code SEX for $5 tickets. And that's the show where we don't talk about sex, dating, or relationships.
Mm.
It's really fun. Then, if you live in Rosendale, it's so bad. I was like, how do I say the name of this town? Maybe we'll go with Rosendale. Rosendale, New York, on Saturday, March 12th at 10 p.m. I am going to be headlining a series at Market Market, which is like a restaurant that they do there. And some cool people have done it in the past, and they invited me, and that's really nice of them. I'm excited to do it. Tickets are $15, and you can get information at marketmarket.com. Basically, I think you can make a reservation if you want to have dinner starting as early as 8:30. But then if you don't want to have dinner, you can just kind of show up on a first-come, first-serve basis, $15 at the door, and... should be a good time. And I'm not going to probably come to that town ever again. So let's go hang out. I hate towns. There's just a lot of towns that I'm just, I mean, I just never even heard. I'm from New Jersey. I just never heard of it. So now I'm going to be there.
Speaking of towns that we're never going to go to again, probably, maybe. I don't know. Who knows where the wind's going to take us, Pocahontas.
Right.
Wednesday, March 16th at 7:30, we're going to be at the Funny Bone in Albany. Tickets are $10. Link in the description of this podcast that you're listening to.
And then Friday, March 25th, it's Nacho Bitches March Edition at New York Comedy Club, which is on East 24th Street in New York City, 11:15 p.m., co-hosted by Blair Saki and yours truly, as always. Tickets are $10 with code NACHO, always a good time, especially those late ones. They get real out of control. Yeah.
Saturday, March 26th, is the next Glamour Puss at Zinc Bar, hosted by myself and Wendy Starling. The last one was really fucking fun. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone who made it out. Thank you to the girl who gave me a sewn or knitted vagina.
Yes.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
And Corinne, birthday surprise of the century. Every show at Glamour Puss, we have a non-comedy act, and usually it's just something fucking weird.
Right.
We had a 6-year-old contortionist with no teeth who was crying at the before the show because she didn't have a place to stretch. We had a guy who did like a clown thing where he put himself in a trash bag and then tried to hop onto the piano bench as the owner of the bar and I like almost had a panic attack. He missed, by the way. He did miss, and he fell. So this past show... Wendy's like, I got a juggler.
Right.
I got a juggler.
I also thought Wendy got a juggler, just so you know. I didn't know that was a decoy juggler.
She finds people on Craigslist. I'm like, perfect. The weirder the better. I love it. So all of a sudden, Wendy goes up, does her set, and she goes, we have a surprise. And I was like, the juggler's not. I mean, don't like fucking amp them up. That's not nice of the juggler. And then motherfucking Beyonce songs come on and a light show happens. And this fucking beautiful man dressed as Beyonce comes out and does her entire Super Bowl routine word for word and did the dance moves exactly how Beyonce did them.
Right.
I cried so hard.
Yeah.
I cried so hard. It was so sweet. I love Beyonce so much. And he eventually brought me on stage and I was like crying and shaking. And he takes off his wig. He goes, bitch, you know I'm not Beyonce, right? I'm like, I know. It's just you did her moves exactly like she did them. And this is so wonderful. And it was amazing. So, and then Michael Che had to follow fake Beyonce.
Right.
And it made me happy.
Well, when Wendy and I were planning it, that was the best thing. We're like, well, now Che's going to have to follow fake Beyonce.
Yeah. So come this month on the 26th, because maybe something crazy will happen. I don't know. Who knows? We're going to read some emails from you guys.
Yes.
Now, the subject of this email, girlfriend is boring in the bedroom. Okay. Hey, fuckers. I'm 24 and my girlfriend is 21. We have been together 4 years now and she's getting a little boring in the bedroom. Now, I have been with far more people than she has. She's only been with 2. She had a strict Christian upbringing. I didn't. But in the beginning, she would do different positions and suck my dick and let me come on her ass and all that good stuff. Now, 4 years in, it just slowly dwindled away. We fuck maybe once every few weeks, and she hasn't sucked my dick in well over a year. She also doesn't let me go down on her anymore. I don't know what to do about it. I would love to hear y'all's advice. You guys are awesome. Never miss an episode. Try to keep it short and sweet. Sorry. And then he apologizes for... having it too long, but it wasn't. It was perfect.
Yeah, guys,
stop
apologizing in your emails.
Don't say you're sorry.
A lot of apologizing.
Okay, so hasn't gotten dick sucked in a year.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because
look, long relationships ebb and flow.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way this will ever fix itself is if you talk to her.
Yeah, AKA it won't fix itself, so you got to fix it.
Right. You have to make moves to fix it.
The only thing I can think of is that she's someone who just really doesn't like sucking dick, and now that they're in a committed relationship, she feels like she doesn't have to.
Yeah, it could be a couple of things. Yeah. It could be, but you're not going to know what it is until you talk to her. Maybe she's not attracted to you anymore. I don't know. Probably not, though, because this happens a lot in long relationships, and it's not... I don't know. I think it's just the sex life needs some spicing up, maybe.
Yeah.
She might not like sucking dick, but if she also, they only have sex every couple weeks.
You guys are, I mean, you're a little young to have it, like the sex kind of, I mean, I feel like more typically than not in younger relationships, it's the sex what keeps you together. But I, in my first relationship, did have a thing where I just became best friends with my boyfriend.
Yeah. Did you grow not attracted sexually to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that's
was
a thing that could happen.
That was a big problem. I mean, he knew. Noticed it, but I was just like, I kind of like just loved hanging out with him so much. I mean, like, he got me and it was so great. I loved hanging out with him, but I just like wasn't really into having sex with him.
You weren't excited about
it. But I hadn't had enough sex that I really missed having sex, so like it was fine for me.
Right.
But he was so much older that he was like, he noticed that was not normal.
Yeah, maybe you guys are forming into just friends and her sex drive. It could, I don't know if she got a new birth control that kills your sex drive.
Yeah.
If she's dealing with a lot of shit at work, or if she, I don't know, maybe she thinks you don't notice.
Yeah.
Because when that happens with me and Steven, I'm like, ah, I'm sorry. You try to initiate sex a lot, and I feel like I've been rejecting you, and I'm really sorry. I'm just, like, a lot's on my mind. He's like, no, that's okay. I always talk to him about it, though,
right.
Just to, I don't know. But so you have to talk to her about it.
Yeah,
you say, hey,
like,
I've noticed we haven't been doing these things. We only have sex a couple times a week, because your sex drives have to match up.
Yeah.
They have to be somewhat close to each other. Otherwise, it's never going to work. I feel like so many girls pull out all the tricks in the beginning, and then they get comfortable and they're like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Right. And also, if you're, it seems like you might be living together. So, I mean, you could just like kind of get lazy and sloppy. That's like, you can just fall into
a
bad
routine.
Habits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And like, you know, come home, eat a big dinner, you know, in front of the television, and then just fall asleep.
But that's like,
with crumbs on your chest.
Is that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. But it's, totally, I mean, not that you think it's wrong, but it's completely okay that you're upset about this.
Yeah.
I would be too if I were you.
Yep.
You just got to talk about it. It could be a delicate, touchy subject, but just say, I've noticed that we haven't been fucking nearly as much. What's going on? Do you have a lot on your plate?
Yeah.
I always assume it's like maybe you're busy at work.
Right.
Your boss is being a real prick.
Yeah, don't sit her down and be like, listen, you're not sucking me anymore and I fucking hate this.
You bitch, fuck me better.
Don't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
As an example of what not to do.
Exactly.
All right, here's another email.
This is Corinne's favorite email.
This is my favorite email. The subject is fat shaming. Oh, I love it already. Hi, I'm a huge fan.
God damn.
I have been since the beginning, and I tell all of my feminist friends, I mean, everyone should be unless they're a monster, about GWF. I happen to play roller derby, so I know a lot of feminists. I'm such a huge fan, in fact, that I donated to your fundraising campaign because I believe that your show is funny, informative, and does some good in the world. I think people can learn from what you both have to say and from what your guests have to say as well. So, being a huge girls fan, aka the show on HBO, I started listening to your rabble.tv after show on Monday on my way home from work. I made it about 5 minutes in and had to stop. The comments, specifically by Corinne.
Always you, man.
But followed up by Christina.
Aww.
Were really unnecessary. Especially for two women who claim to be all about feminism.
All right, read it.
/ equality. Body positivity is a movement that is aligned with feminism and equality, and you should know that. Here's why I'm legitimately upset. You hurt my feelings. Why? How? Well, when Corinne said Jessa and Adam are much more on par physically with each other, I literally almost cried on the bus ride home. Why, you ask? Am I just a sensitive special snowflake? No. Well, maybe.
There you go.
But the reality of the situation is that I am a plus-size woman, similar in body type to Lena Dunham, who I happen to believe is gorgeous in every way. And my fiancé happens to be built eerily similar to Adam Driver. I think they even look alike. Goatee, big nose and ears, large dark eyes. I'm insecure enough. I already think about what other people think of my fiancé and I when we go out together. Why is he with her? They don't look right together. Why is he settling for a fat chick? I literally hear all of those things in my head. I really didn't need to hear them out loud from you guys. I'm not ashamed to be a plus size. On the contrary, my huge ass and hips are actually great for the sport of roller derby, but I take up way more space. My butt is big and useful. It has a purpose. I'm fat, but I'm also an athlete. Go figure. I get it. Skinny people are attractive. Two skinny, attractive people making out on television is much more enjoyable than two fat people or a skinny person and a fat person.
That's not what we said.
But it's seriously 2016 and we aren't all white and a size two. I mean,
that
was never a thing. That was just never a thing that happened ever.
But everyone's white.
In any point
and
in time.
And they're all size twos.
Or history. To hear my favorite podcast hosts, who I believed were all about positivity and equality, literally judge people's relationships on how they look together. Wow. Hurtful. Okay. Not to mention, there was basically an entire episode of Girls dedicated to breaking this type of thinking. When Lena Dunham's character hooked up with Patrick Wilson's character, I'm not going to comment on that, there were all kinds of backlash and shit all over the internet, and yet neither of you learned a lesson from that.
Oh, shit. We didn't learn. Spank me.
I'm trying my best not to be confrontational, but given that much of your show is based on your interactions with fans... And because I've financially helped to support your show, it was $88, and I'm returning it. Backing your fundraiser, buying from Poprageous, a sponsor of the show, I really felt like I needed to let you know how badly you've alienated me and likely many others. I've randomly caught other potentially fat-shaming comments, but can let things roll off for the most part. Nobody is perfect.
You can't.
But there was a really great opportunity for a fat joke
and I let it go
because I was going to be a bigger person.
But we're still going to tell you we were thinking
not
about
like
it.
Physically a bigger person, just a bigger person.
Oh, there it is again.
Yeah,
there it is again.
But for some reason, I couldn't let this one go. Sorry, this ended up being really long. I tweeted at Corinne twice and never got a response, which I think made my frustration boil inside me until I spewed it all out on this email. I'm doing this for a monologue for my next audition.
Oh, good.
Would love to hear your thoughts/opinions on this topic.
All right. So she tweeted us a bunch of times.
Oh boy.
She really wanted us to see this. This person really wanted to call us this to our attention.
Yeah.
And you have.
Yeah.
And we're gonna respond and we're gonna tell you how we think.
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes we always read positive emails and like we do get
We get negative emails.
We don't get as much as I thought.
Honestly, we should be getting way more.
Yeah, we should be getting way more.
Way more. And whenever we get something like what you said was racist, that particularly I want to read because I want to understand where that person's coming from.
Right.
Because what the fuck do I know? I'm white. I do not know anything.
Yeah, let's hear it out.
I want to. Yeah, I want to learn and grow and become a better person and more forward thinking because I can accidentally say some mean shit and I don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But this shit, real, and she really wanted so badly for us to get our attention for this.
And I specifically ignored the first tweet, just because I didn't want to get in a huge fight.
Phoebe Robinson, who is a great comedian, she is a black woman. I really like her. I think she's really funny. Her comedy partner is Jessica Williams from The Daily Show, and they do a lot of shows together. And she comments a lot on social media, as I follow her, about white feminists. She has a candle, and outside it says white feminist tears.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about how white feminists can be very fragile and very take things to an extreme that they don't need to go there because it's actually diluting actual extreme things.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a perfect example because I think she is absolutely right. And this email, I looked back at what we said and we just said like Jess and Adam make more sense together.
I said they were on par, and I
we didn't say anything about Lena Dunham's body.
I said nothing about weight, and I actually meant facially.
Yeah.
So now am I face?
And you cannot
people?
Think she's the most gorgeous person in the world. That's okay.
I'm allowed to think someone looks however the fuck I want to think they look like. If I want to say that Cindy Crawford's the ugliest piece of shit I've ever seen, I can think that
because
it's what I think.
Right.
it's my opinion on someone's aesthetic.
That's weird because. Because I don't want to tell people what to get upset by.
Yeah.
But that's also what I'm doing.
Right.
But it's also because we didn't say it. Like, it's just like, you know, when something is boiling in you when you're dating somebody and you're just really pissed at them and then
right.
they burn the toast.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're like, and you stole money from my account. And you're like, sorry. And it just comes out.
Right.
I feel like this was an example of that. And I feel like it happens a lot. And I think Phoebe is right about you should not. It dilutes people who actually... Like, don't think Lena Dunham deserves to be on a television screen because she's not a size two.
Right.
That's fucking stupid.
Right.
And that's fucked up. And that should be, I mean, I'm not going to try and change these people's minds.
Right.
I don't know.
My main problems with this is, number one, this you made something that was not about you, completely about you, which is a huge problem in our generation. I mean, I guess to say there's nothing to
millennials.
Do with you. And it's so obvious to me that you feel insecure about your weight and then are then projecting those insecurities on me. I made a passing comment, number one, about a fucking TV character, not even a real fucking person. Jesus Christ. And secondly, what was my second point? I'm just so fucking
you were really upset.
I'm just so fucking irritated by this.
Well, because it happens a lot.
Well, and it's just because this is like sometimes when I get letters like this, it makes me think that everything I'm saying on the podcast is falling on dead ears, upon deaf ears, sorry, falling upon deaf ears, also dead ears, and and just like it just makes me like honestly not want to do it anymore.
We don't get these emails a lot.
No,
we really don't.
But sometimes, like people say things and like just like you're missing the point fucking entirely. This is not what it's about. And also we can't just like put shaming on the end of anything and then have it be a thing. Like it's not a thing. Stop being so fucking sensitive about everything.
Right.
If you have a problem with yourself, also like you're like, oh, I'm thinking it. Like obviously you're insecure about you and your fiance and you should work that out too, because that's going to be a tumultuous marriage if you're constantly fucking insecure. I mean, watch that episode of Sex and the City where Charlotte marries whatever bald
Harry.
McGee.
Harry.
Yeah. Bald. Yeah.
Bald McGee.
Who's I mean, on the show, obviously like a much better human being than Charlotte.
Yeah, it's, way better.
You know, and it's so clear to everybody. So just like get over it. Like you're a perfectly fine person. And also, I'm so tired. Like aesthetics are a thing, and it's okay to find someone attractive or to say like, I'm sorry, like a supermodel is not going to date like, you know, like a one. Like,
Kevin
I don't
Smith.
Know. Yeah, I it's just not. Well,
I would date him.
He might because he's wealthy.
He's awesome.
But just
and
like,
funny.
You know, that's something that is a quality that we judge people on in relationships. And it's something that makes your pussy or your wet or your dick hard. And it just is. Sorry. Like, you can bring a million other things to the table. It's not the only thing. It's not the only thing we should value by any means. But is it a thing of value? Yes.
There's so many articles online, like stupid clickbaity shit, but it's mm-hmm. it's so prevalent enough that I think it annoys the shit out of me. But it's like, oh my God, Mary-Kate Olsen is literally the most perfect fucking thing I've ever fucking seen. I'm like, can we not? No, she's not.
Right.
Fuck you. Shut up. Stop.
She can be perfect to somebody.
Some people think she's perfect. Some people think she's gross. Some people think she's too thin.
Yeah.
Some people think she's disgusting. Some people think she's the prettiest person in the world. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. That's why I really wanted to read that email, because a lot of people, just not even with people emailing us, but just in the world and with as comedians, we see this all the time. We are exposed to other people's insecurities and other people project their insecurities on to comics a lot of the times.
Yeah.
But it's like, take a step back.
Yeah.
Are you happy with yourself? Yes or no? Okay, if the answer is no, what steps can you take to be happier with yourself? Because that's the most important thing.
Yeah, it's just a lot of, I feel like there's just a lot of young women walking around feeling like they are owed something. It's just like, how fucking long has the African-American community been fucking fighting for equality? And then
they still don't have it.
And then we just like walk in and we're just like, I deserve everything. I deserve everything right now. Like, give me everything right now. I deserve it so much. No, you fucking don't. You have to earn respect. And you have to respect yourself and then earn it from other people. And I'm not saying that's the way it should be. Yes, we all should be born respecting each other, but we don't fucking, that's not how the world works. Just fuck, ugh, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, but like, I earned it because I'm here. Shut up.
You don't deserve, we owe nothing to you. We owe fucking nothing to you.
But you owe everything to me. Yeah, so just a little heads up. Be more self-aware about your insecurities and fix yourself before you project it on others. You know, little PSA.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who donated to our podcast,
we really do appreciate it.
We do. We love you. Thank you, but all these people. We're going to name off some wonderful fuckers who donated at the brawler level. Thank you so much, Dennis Elledge. Sorry, I love you.
Rachel Black, you's a good bitch.
Lena Burke. Fucking right.
Colleen Short, thank you so much.
Charles Holden, get your finger out of my ass.
Diana Braun, you little slut.
Brittany Carls, shut the fuck up. That is so cute.
Brian Gribben, I can't even.
William Meredith is my best friend.
Laura Pope, you made our day.
Thank you, guys. If you didn't hear Corinne before, this episode of Guys We Fucked is brought to you by Squarespace. I have a Squarespace website, ChristinaHutchinson.com. Tell a personal story. Build a website around how you feel. Build a website about the fat shaming that you think exists, and then people will go to it, they could read it, and they could comment. I don't know, but I do know that Squarespace is very intuitive and easy to use. You do not have to be a graphic designer. I am not a graphic designer, and I made a website that I really like in very little time. You also can get a free domain name when you sign up for a year, which is fucking real convenient. So start your free trial. Go to squarespace.com, and if you enter the code GWF, you can get 10% off your first purchase. So we want to thank Squarespace for their support of Guys We Fucked. Squarespace. You should. Oh, I love reading that.
Yes.
It's my favorite thing. Our guest.
Yeah.
Speaking of favorite things, he does comedy, which is my favorite thing.
Yes.
I love this person. We've wanted to interview him for a while.
Yes.
We've both seen a picture of his penis.
Yeah.
So I fucked him.
So we thought he was eligible. Well, no, so, you didn't fuck him, but.
No, we didn't fuck him, but I fucked him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you.
Like EYE.
Yeah, you said it, and I was like, oh, right. No, you didn't.
Actually, Corinne, I got something to tell
Surprise!
You.
Surprise!
I fucked him. This guy is one of the funniest comics we know. He's a regular at the Comedy Cellar, which, if you don't know, that is the holy grail. You cannot perform there unless you're fucking the shit.
Mm-hmm.
He has a bunch of crazy stories that we're really excited he came by to tell. We're really excited for you to hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Will Silvins.
Walked out of the right sun to the wrong shade with the right.
He's sitting like a goddamn badass.
He's so far away from the mic, I can't even believe that you can hear him so clearly. That's how badass and relaxed
he
is.
Yeah, he leans
right
back
now.
In his chairs.
You tell the worst actors.
Thank you.
How you doing, Will?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. I've seen your dick.
You see my dick?
Oh, wait, haven't we both?
Yeah, we both have in photos.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
It's
well,
not
you
your fault.
Put your phone
well,
in front of me.
Well, because people keep asking for me to show my dick.
Well, that's because you keep saying how big it is.
I never once said how big my dick was.
Then why would I ask to see
you
your dick?
Because other people are promoting my dick. Not me. I don't count. No, I always
street
just,
team?
I used to always think I had a small dick.
What? Shut up.
Because I was a virgin until I was about 23.
But wait, so what does that have to do with having a small
dick? I'm telling the whole story. Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down.
Hurry up, Will.
So I didn't know, but I used to lie on my dick all the time and all this. And then a friend of mine in college, first year in college, he said, when girls say you had a big dick, that's their way of saying that it's really small because they don't want to hurt your feelings when it's small. Because no girl admit that you got a big dick.
Because
then they don't want to give the guy that kind of power.
Really? What kind of girls was this guy dating?
My friend Dwayne.
Bunch of jerks.
So he said when a girl says you have a big dick, that's their way of saying, oh, he's little, but they don't want to make you feel bad. And you could keep spending money on them.
That's so funny because your dick is huge.
Yeah, it's
you think
really
I go around
big.
Looking at other people's dicks when I was little?
I mean, as when you're a kid, aren't you curious?
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay,
look.
This is a white thing. White people go out and look at other dicks, touch other dicks, and don't have to be gay. Just like, hey, let's, I'm touching your dick, you're homo.
I mean, I don't think white people.
You're gay, look, I'm touching, oh,
no
look, I'm
homo.
Sucking it, you're homo, you're gay.
Oh my God.
That doesn't happen in the black community. You're straight up gay if you touch another guy's dick, and the word will spread fast.
Oh, yeah, oh. Okay, well, that's a lot, hugely different approach.
Yeah.
White guys will put their balls in a sleeping white guy's
and
mouth.
And take a picture of it and put it on all the social media for the world to see.
But no one assumes
look
he's
at
gay.
This guy, man. Look at him. He's drunk as hell. I got my balls in his face.
You've never put your balls in a dude's face?
No. What you on medication?
On birth control?
Joy.
I don't know. I've never done that.
Will I get?
Eh, embarrassing someone for a second.
For balls on somebody's face.
It's funny.
It's hilarious.
Because it's their face and they're not
paying attention. Okay, it's funny with someone else's balls.
Well, you have to be friends with the person. Otherwise, if they get pissed, that's sexual assault.
Oh, I guess that's a woman's problem.
Oh, wait.
I'm sure if a guy put his balls on another guy, so you think he's going to go to the police precinct? Hey, this stranger put his balls on my face.
Not necessarily, but if the guy who got balls and then his face didn't know the person attached to those balls.
Will he still press charges, you think?
No, he'd just punch him in the face.
Yeah, so they, I'm going
right
by what
to,
you
though.
Said. Is it sexual, what you said?
Sexual assault?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, but saying sexual assault does not imply going to the cops at
that's
all.
That's all that means.
What?
Otherwise, it's, somebody gotta die. So it's either sexual assault, we call the cops, or somebody gotta die. We're gonna fight.
Somebody's gonna die?
If you put your balls on my face.
I don't think that's a good solution to anything.
Well, that's just another way of saying we're gonna fight.
Okay. All right. Into the death or extreme. You made it like a gladiator style.
Well, someone might get knocked out. That's the same thing as
okay.
that.
Is it?
So where are you from?
From Brooklyn, East New York. Shout out to all the Brooklynites.
Whoa.
Shout out to all the Caribbean people. Shout out to all the Haitians. Sac passé. Uh-oh. Why you do this? All right. Sorry about that.
That was frightening.
Your parents are from Haiti.
Yes. But I was born in Brooklyn, Kings County Hospital.
Have you lived in Brooklyn your whole life?
Live in Brooklyn. Born in Brooklyn. Grew up in Brooklyn. Got shot at in Brooklyn.
You got shot at?
I got shot at. I got robbed. Did I get robbed? No, I didn't get robbed. I got almost robbed.
Oh, don't be dramatic,
Some
Will.
Guy pulled out a gun. My main concern was that gun real or fake? I kept looking.
You think someone was just walking around with a fake gun? Did that happen?
Fake guns? Yeah. What do you think?
We're adults.
We're very white and not from Brooklyn. Will, you're gonna have to break it down.
Sometimes
for us.
People pull out fake guns, and you have to decide: is it fake or is it real? Should I give my money or should I just say, "Nah, dude, you gotta have to pull, shoot something first to prove it to me, or pop one in the sky."
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not that thuggish at all. I'm just saying at the time it happened, my concern was it fake or real?
Right. So then what happened?
I ran away.
But how much money are you carrying that it would
be
worth
it? Because he was in
the
car. He pulled out while he was in the car, and I ran the other way. So it's not like he could. Huh?
Like, no, how much? Like, how
I
much
have
money?
You get robbed. They don't know what you got on you.
No. I'm saying, like, to even need to make that decision, I would just immediately give the money. I would never be carrying
First of all, you don't think like that. Wait, you talking about for the criminal?
For you. For your fucking life.
Think like that. You just think about survival. You think about even if it's $10, that's probably all I have.
I am thinking about survival. You can't survive if you're
and
dead.
And you can't survive if you had no money.
Oh,
huh? Hello?
You can make more money. Well, you can't.
I don't know that.
Dead.
At that moment in time, all I got is $20.
Oh,
and I can't.
No.
I probably won't make any more money.
I'm so concerned.
Your instinct was to just run.
Well, listen, y'all trying to psychologically analyze a freaking 15-year-old. 14.
Oh, we didn't know you were 14. I didn't know that. We didn't know that.
You think this was last week?
I mean, I thought you were like an adult. That's kind of fucked up that they're holding up 14-year-olds.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
How you guys? Do you guys watch the news? Do you guys do any about?
This is why
anybody get robbed.
This is why we have you on the podcast because we didn't live a life like this, and we want to learn about yours.
You guys live in Harlem. Come on, you know.
I live in Harlem, and also if I'm allowed there, obviously not that hardcore anymore. Once Corinne moves in, I brought the neighborhood down a bit.
You did.
The stock level down. So
polished it up.
Your parents are born in Haiti?
Yes.
Now, what type of
Prince.
Were they strict on you?
They were super strict.
Like how? How did they raise you?
We had to be in the house during school days by 6, in the summertime by 9. We had to be in the bed during school days by 9 and in the summertime by 10:30, sometimes 11 o'clock.
That's a strict schedule.
Yeah, we all lights out, 11 o'clock.
Now,
Time we stayed up past 11 o'clock was New Year's Eve and Christmas.
Wow.
Christmas Eve.
Aww.
And we opened the gifts. But on Christmas Eve, we had to go right to sleep. And New Year's Eve, right, we say Happy New Year's. My mother made us all take showers, and we put on new pajamas and brought in the new year with new pajamas on.
That's sweet. New year, new PJs.
Yeah, and then go to sleep at, like, we was in the bed at, like, 12:30.
Now, how did they talk to you? Did they talk to you about sex at all? Birds of the Beast talk?
My mother made it seem like everything you do, you get pregnant. You kiss a girl, you get pregnant. You touch girls' boobs. I remember one time in the seventh grade, this girl named Anna, she's on my Facebook page too. She had a pin on my pants. I had these light pants and she was going right on my pants. And I had my hand by her boobs. I'm like, if you bite on my pants, I'm going to grab your boobs. And then she's like, no, you do. You go first. So she went like, you know, like when you psych someone out, you act like you're going to bite?
Yeah.
I thought she was biting. I'm like, I'll grab that boob. The whole class saw me grab that tit.
And then what happened?
It was nice.
It was
nice. Yeah, my first tit grab. Oh, my dick was hard.
Wow.
Did she tell on you, or that was
the
your mutual agreement?
The whole class saw. The teacher was there. Everybody saw.
Uh-huh.
And they sent me to the principal's office, and I was scared like shit. I'm like, oh, shit. And then they didn't have a name for it.
Titty grabbing?
They didn't even say that. They just said, you know, you're in trouble now.
Because
normally they'll be like, oh, you didn't do your homework, or you came late, or you hit that student.
Right.
They normally say what it is that you're going to the principal's office, but they didn't have a name. The teacher's like, you're in trouble. That's all shit. You're in trouble. And I'm like, for what? You're in trouble. Just go to the principal's office.
Well, that's kind of a problem right there that they're not even addressing what it is, so you know not to do it again.
It's like they're being sheepish about it. That's public education. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Then my mother came to the school. My mother, she worked a block from the house, so she, and the school was two blocks from my mother's job.
So she was close.
Three blocks altogether. Yeah, she was close. So she came to the school to pick me up, and the whole time it was just a quiet conversation because I never talked to my parents about sex at all. The most they said, like, I'll tell you how bad it was. If we're watching television together as a family, and there was a kissing scene, my parents would make all of us turn our heads around. All the kids, okay, turn your head.
And for kissing.
For kissing. We had to turn our heads. And they're like, okay, they finished. And we'll turn back around. Like, and me and my brothers like, go, what happened? I don't know what happened. We don't know what.
So you didn't even see shit.
We didn't. Yeah, well.
You never saw, I mean, on television, you never saw examples in the media of people.
Later on.
With your parents.
Yeah, with my parents. They kept us. And anyway, so she came to school, picked me up. The walk from the house, the school to the house was so good. My mother was just quiet, and she said three things. She said, you know, the teacher said, you are smart, but you don't want to listen. I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry, Ma. Okay, and the teacher said, you like to play around too much. I'm like, I'm sorry, Ma. And then right when we got to the door, she goes, why you grab her titty like that? I felt like I shrunk. I'm like, oh, my God.
What is that?
How you respond to that?
Because you wanted to grab that.
I couldn't even say I didn't grab it. Word. Even in Creole, we didn't have a. She said corsage. Corsage. That's what she called it in Creole.
Corsage is a titty.
No, it's like a bra, like corsage. Oh. So she said, "Why you grab a corsage? Because I will grab corsage."
And then she's like,
I got an A in math.
Well, I mean, in your defense, you did warn her, and she was trying to write on your pants, which was quite rude.
I don't know if she started around my pants, or I was like, I should grab your tit.
Oh, so okay. The story changed.
No. I don't know what came first that led to the. I don't know if she like had her hand on my pants.
I should write my name
on your pants. I'm like, I should grab your tit then. And so I don't know. I can't remember. I can't be remember. She probably remember.
Anna, tell me what you think.
Anna.
I had what grade was I in? I think I was in eighth or ninth grade. This kid in my class, I had a crush on this guy, Paul, and we were at play practice and we were all in the same room. And I didn't want to put a tampon in because I was too scared to use tampons.
Wait, what grade?
Probably eighth or ninth.
You was putting tampons in eighth grade?
I wasn't, no, because I was too scared, but my friends were.
No, I thought y'all start using tampons in high school.
You use tampons when you get your period. I mean, a lot of people start with
pads.
Is that
high school?
Yeah, it's a room. 12, 13. I got mine when I was almost 12.
So you could have got pregnant. Well,
there's a rumor that like you can't use a tampon until you have sex, or some like people's moms tell them that, but that's completely not true, obviously.
So when you get your period...
Yeah, you put a pad.
I mean, you can use whatever option that you want to use.
So that means if you have sex at like 8 or 10, you won't get pregnant.
Correct.
You shouldn't be having sex at 8 or 10, Will. You know, we're going to get back to that later.
You know what's happening. This is a world.
Oh, it's happened. We've heard of it happening.
Yeah, okay.
Did you know 8-year-olds?
I've watched the news. I see what's going on.
You keep referencing the news.
Yeah, well, that's...
You know the news.
You know the news.
That's, yeah.
But no,
that was the internet back then.
I wore like diaper pads, like thick ass pads, because I was young and I was heavy and I was like, this is awful.
Is that your way of trying to get a fat ass without having a fat ass?
No, that was my way of ultimately getting a fat looking pussy.
Yeah, your,
but I didn't want to.
Goes under your vagina. Well.
Yeah, it goes under your vagina.
But she said diaper. Well, she said a fat diaper.
It felt like a diaper.
So
diaper's going
when
under
I think
vagina.
Of diaper, I'm thinking of a whole diaper.
She didn't mean an actual diaper. She meant
a thick maxi pad.
If I was wearing a diaper to get a fatter ass, that would have been pretty funny. But anyway, it was like this.
I'm about
two
to
get
some
thick.
People some ideas. I should wear a diaper. I look like I got a fat ass.
Oh my
just
God.
Just do squats. I mean, but yeah, this kid pulled down my pants and I had my underwear on, but this like thick pad with like the
wings. Hold on. Whoa. Why did he pull? What do you mean?
Because he's an asshole.
Why he pulled down your pants? And what kind of pants you have that you don't have a belt on?
Waistband pants?
Yeah, fucking sweatpants.
Oh, okay. Well, say
and
that.
And I didn't threaten to...
pay them better pictures, so I ain't got to interrupt your damn story
wow,
and shit.
Wow, well, is this how it's
pull my
be?
Pants out. Like, was it Thursday? Was it at high school?
Obviously, if he pulled my pants down, I wasn't wearing a belt.
I don't know. Maybe you had your pants open because, you know, you like to dig up in your pants and scratch your...
I don't scratch my vagina in public.
That's why I'm asking these questions.
What the fuck?
Okay, this is why I have to ask these questions. I'm wearing sweatpants. I was in the eighth grade. I had these fat on diaper, not diaper, fat ass pad, patty pads.
Fat ass pad pads.
Yeah.
Anyway, this asshole pulls down my pants, and Paul saw my pad.
What kind of panties are you wearing back then?
Just awful granny panties because I had my period and I needed a place for that pad to live.
In the eighth grade, you had granny panties and sexy panties?
Yeah, because when you have your period.
When you have your period, you don't wear your best underwear.
No, but my question is, you had sexy panties in
sexy
the
to
grade?
Me, but it's sexy in that they weren't gigantic because they didn't have to hold a pad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I reserved my bigger underwear that was kind of like older and like I didn't really care about it for my period because then if I bled on it, I'm like, I'll just throw it out.
Yeah, sexy for an eighth grader is like pink by Victoria's Secret.
I wore thongs in the eighth grade.
It's not
though.
Like a lacy.
You wore thongs?
Yeah, I did. I don't know why. I remember I wanted to because this girl Kelly
you
was really popular.
Disgusted.
And she had a whale tail all the time, which is when your thong sticks out in the back of your pants.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it's called.
And the dudes loved it. I guess I was like, I'm going to wear thongs. But anyway, he pulled out my pants and I slapped him in the face.
And that's it?
The
end. Did you slap him with the pad?
No, I should have, but I didn't have time. And Paul was in front of me, and I really didn't want him to see
if
that.
If you had done that to me,
but
I would have jerked off all week.
Oh, you like jerking off to period blood?
No, just the fact that it was by your vagina, and it hit me in the face.
That wow. impressionable, huh?
Wow.
Well, he was telling me a story about how we're talking. He's like, oh, you white people getting molested all the time.
Girl, she asked me, do I have a molestation?
No, do you have a fucked up story?
Yeah, which means a molestation story.
Not to me. You could have had crazy
so
sex
wait, are you just
in a movie theater.
I'm implying that black people don't get molested or that black people just shake it off.
No, I said, my reply was, I don't have any story. She said, what? And she's like, I'm like, look, not, you know, that's maybe a lot of white people get molested. I watch Forensic Files.
So wait, this is a room of people who have never been molested?
Look, black people get molested, but in my house, it didn't happen. We didn't even talk about kissing, for crying out loud.
Yeah, no, I know.
It doesn't happen in every household. But you were saying that a teacher that you had a crush on touched your leg and you jerked off to it for like
a
week?
Okay, not just a teacher. Let me just say.
Oh, it was a teacher.
Any girl I had a crush on, I would like aim my body in a certain way. I know they was going to walk in a certain path. I would aim my body so our bodies could touch. And just that touch alone, I would masturbate weeks.
Thinking about that
weeks,
touch. See,
mad,
that's what happens when your mom won't even let you see people make out
mad,
on TV.
Yeah.
Mad crunchy socks from that one little touch.
Oh, God.
So a that. Leg and a leg.
And I'm like, and I'll just fantasize about that.
Wow.
Oh, and don't let it be bearskin. Don't let it be bearskin.
What do you do if it's bare skin? You just don't come out of the house
dick,
for 5 days?
One time
days?
Nearly popped out my pants because this girl, she had like a skirt and her legs and my hand was like this and her bare skin leg touched my bare arm.
Wow.
Oh,
I cannot. What were you like the first time you had sex? Were you just, did
can
you
I
come?
Can I tell you the story?
Yes, please. Do.
All right, so I was about 23, 24. Uh-huh. The girl name, let's call her S.
Okay.
So I took her back to my place, right? And and now I don't watch a lot of porn, and plus I masturbated before this visit.
No shit.
Because you know.
Oh, but right before she
that was that was one of my fears. Two fears that women say you got a little dick, and women say you come quick. That was one of my fears, right? And so she come back to my place. I made sure everything was cool, and I proceed. I took her pants off. I proceeded to go down on her, right? Uh-huh. And I just and
that's the first time you ever ate a vagina.
First time I ever ate
wow.
a vagina. Not first time I saw it, but I've seen vaginas
right,
since.
But you ate one, ate a girl out.
Yeah, juicy tongue kissed that vagina. Just. And I watched enough porn to know how to, like, you know.
I know, I'm impressed.
I pulled the head back and I put the finger in there.
The lips?
Yeah. And then
good for you.
Her legs started shaking, right? And she started moaning, like, after about 10 minutes, she started moaning more. And then I knew she was about to come. And I wrapped my arms around her thighs, right? Because uh-huh. she tried to push my head back. And I just kept going. And she just let out a big moan. And I just kept going. Till she stopped and breathing heavy, and I continued, and I just kept licking. And then she started, the moaning started coming back again slowly. And I just, and then she came again twice.
Nice.
And she had like, she was a thick girl. She had like thick thighs.
Yeah,
and
what
like,
a first
thighs
time.
Were just rumbling.
Oh, nice.
In my arms and rumbling like you know, da-da, you know. And then after she came, and she's like, oh my God. And so I begin to take my clothes off and I go and put the condom on, right? And I get on top of her and I probably got a good 4, 5, 7 strokes. Like, oh, this good.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
I hope you're not
is
making
that face you made.
Because no,
that's
just,
terrifying.
A lot of teeth.
It just felt, I'm like, oh, it's so warm. I just remember it's warm and I'm like, I could not believe I'm aww. In some pussy. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
With a condom on. And then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she tapped me on the ass. She says, get up. So I'm thinking, oh, shit, new position now. So I get up. I'm looking around trying to see, you know, what kind of position we're going to get into. You know, maybe put her leg up on the decks or mm-hmm. maybe bend her over the bed. And
yeah.
And then she go, and then I turn around. She's putting her clothes on.
Mm-hmm. No.
Right? And I'm like, I just watch her putting her clothes on and it was quick as shit. Y'all could put your clothes on that quick, and then she goes, "Can you get my shoes?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm butt naked." Right? I'm like, "So I'm in my mind, aren't you putting my clothes on?" So the first thing in my head was, "Did I rape her?"
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like, "Oh shit, did I rape her?"
Oh,
like,
no.
What's going on? Because she was just there was no emotion on her face.
She was like, stoic,
I don't know. I'm
yeah.
just telling you.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was no emotion on her face, and I give her shoes. And I start putting my clothes on, and she's not saying nothing. And so she said, "I'm gonna go home now," which made me even more scared. I'm like, "Oh shit!" And so we get on the train. The whole train ride is quiet.
You went on the train with her?
I decided to take her home. Yeah, because I'm like, no.
What a gentleman. You made her come.
When you think you raped someone, you just gotta bring them home.
Yeah, you gotta bring them home.
Let me try to talk her out this rape.
It's over.
You know what I'm saying? No, listen.
Well, you knew you didn't.
I'm like, you didn't tell me. No, I didn't hear no.
No. Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So I, my whole thing was, I did not rape you. You did not say no. You didn't even say uh-uh.
How do you bring that up, though?
I don't know. So the whole ride home, we get to her door. I go, and I'm like, it was killing me. I said, what happened? She goes, oh, you can't let me come. Once I come,
yes.
I'm through. I'm done. I'm like, you stinking fucking bitch.
Whoa.
I didn't tell her that.
No, but no, I was thinking that the whole time you're telling the story.
Cunt.
Oh. I was like, you can't.
You had me freaking scared.
She should have.
You freaking selfish ass. I let you come twice, and you fucking motherfucker.
Wow, we're going to get some emails about that rant.
So wait.
I went to her house two weeks later mm-hmm. at the door, and then I started going down in the hallway, and I just stopped.
Yeah,
like, no,
teaser. Right.
She said, come on. I said, nope.
Yeah.
I said, bitch. Mm-mm.
I hope you left out the bitch.
Nah, bitch.
I didn't say bitch. I said, I tell her no. I call her name, but
okay.
Replace her name with bitch.
Right,
that's what's
right,
in my head.
Right. Got it.
That was my first time.
Now, did you end up, when you stopped eating her out that second time, did you end up having sex with her?
No, that was the first and only time we had sex.
Oh, okay.
I mean, 4 strokes, is that considered sex?
Yeah, of course. If there's insertion, that's sex.
Oh, okay. I didn't consider it sex.
Damn.
Because you didn't come?
Well, because I got 4 good strokes. I'm like, I mean,
a lot of times on the first time, you're not going to get that many strokes.
Yeah, sometimes it's barely one.
It was a nice pussy-eating debut for you, Will.
And that's that was so nice of you to, like, eat her out first. But then she's...
Wait, what
it
guy,
different.
What it was guy fuck you and then eat you afterwards?
Huh?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
You, they eat
yeah, because if the girl didn't come,
crumbs.
You're very no. homophobic oh. with the dick stuff.
No, I'm not homophobic.
It's
not
your own homophobic. Dick.
Look, the dick should be the headliner, okay?
Oh.
The lips, the tongue and the lips is the opener and the host. And a dick close it.
Oh boy,
that's what I mean by that.
But for women who, after they come, they're
it's like the opening act going after the headline. I'm like, hey guys, I got some more jokes.
I mean, for a lot of women, cunnilingus is the headliner.
Now if the headliner sucks, yeah, bring back the opener.
No
to
one
do
knows.
A few
not
more
everyone
minutes.
Listens.
That
to
happened a couple
comedy.
Of times. I've seen a couple of shows
no one knows what
where the headliner went on, did not do well, and they asked. The opening act, hey, you got 15 more minutes. Can you go back? And he went back out there and like and
yeah, but for women, like the first
that's
person
the tongue.
You had sex with, when a lot of chicks when they come, they're like, I'm out, I'm tired, I'm not interested in this anymore. I'm not like that, but a lot
so
of women are.
So after you come, you still want some dick?
Yeah.
Well, you looked away when I'm too. Why you looked me in my?
Yes, after I come, I still want some dick.
Oh boy,
do you believe me?
I know. She don't.
Well, I agree. When you were telling that story, I was like, this is a rookie mistake he's making in
this
story.
So after you come, you go home?
If someone, I don't go home. I tell people, because I'm a 30-year-old fucking adult woman, to, if you want to have sex, don't finish me through cunnilingus. It's not going to work.
Fuck that shit.
Well, what if you were having... What does that shit mean to you? Please, I don't understand what that means.
Out, you come. I'm getting on top.
But I will push you off of me and be like, get the fuck out of my house. I never want to see you again.
I'll be like, 2 more minutes.
And then I would be like, rape!
Another weird train ride home. Now, what if you have a crush on a woman? You got a crush on a chick, and you get in a position where you're both naked and about to have sex, and she's like, can you fuck me first and then eat me out? What's your answer?
I never had.
It's never happened to you?
No. I had girls that didn't want me to eat them out because they're not A, they're not into that.
Right.
Or B, they just want a quickie and then, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never had, can you eat me out? Can you fuck me first and then eat me?
But what if she did ask? What would you say?
I don't know. I'm like,
hypothetically.
I don't know.
Hypothetic.
I'll ask her why.
And then she says,
you know what? Okay, I'm not bragging. Let me tell you, a lot of times girls are like, oh my God, they look at my dick. And
right. And they just want that dick.
They'll be like, you're going to have to warm me up first.
Right.
Yeah,
to take
makes
that.
Sense. Yeah.
So
have you ever had a girl be like, that's not going to fit, sorry?
I had a girl say that.
I've done that with a guy, my only almost one-night stand, and I was like, that's not going to go in, sorry, bye.
But that was a time in my life when I didn't believe women. I thought they were lying.
Why did you always think women were lying? Because your friends said that's what women
do?
Well,
it just because, not just that, but then also my investigation about the vagina, babies come out of there.
Right.
You know, a bowling
Tell us
ball.
More. A bowling
you
ball.
You know, a fisting.
Baby's heads are not that big.
It's bigger
a
than my
bowling
dick.
Bowling ball? Absolutely, it's bigger than your dick. But it's like I've seen a newborn baby.
It doesn't
baby's
matter.
Head.
It's long. A baby got shoulders.
A baby does have shoulders.
Baby got probably have a stomach if he's a fat baby.
So I mean, they have a stomach.
Hopefully,
either way.
Any baby has a stomach.
No, I'm talking about you know like a belly, like
right,
you know,
right, right.
A fat baby.
Okay. Fat ass baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So
that made you think women were liars?
No. When a girl told me that, oh, no, that's not going to fit. I'm like, it's going. Look.
Oh, that's where you got
I'll
that.
Make it fit.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. So you seem to, you have an interesting
method.
Yeah. You have a little, yeah.
I say I'll make it fit?
Well, yeah. So
your back and forth with women is a little
No.
Forceful.
Because obviously she wasn't feeling it.
Hold on. Don't get me wrong. If a girl say no, I'm out.
Right.
I'm talking about if we're half naked or naked.
And she's like, I don't know.
And yeah, but it's all a game. It's all of the women like, I don't want to. Is there a way of, some women, they're where mm-hmm. I'm not a complete whore. You're going to have to break me out this angel shell.
Okay. Some women say that to you?
No, I'm just saying, back then I used to think women, and come on, women can't just come out like, I want some dick too. So they got to act like, hey.
No way they think, oh, I do
I
that.
I got to act like, hey, I'm not.
This.
Really,
I mean, this podcast like is basically a podcast
like,
about
you know how many times girls,
want dick too.
You know how many times girls told me they'll suck my dick and they'll tell me I never did this before? This is my first time.
You know, Yeah, I do know that that's a thing.
I know that's probably hacky, but it happens.
But girls, too, they say a lot, and I have a lot of friends that did it when we were younger. Now we're fucking grown-ass people. We don't do this. But a lot of girls that I knew said that I've never had an orgasm with a guy before, with every fucking guy, like the first couple guys.
Yeah, but guys always also say things like, I love you, or I'll always be there for you. I like that personality.
We're
all liars.
Well, we say that because we're not thinking right. All the blood is in our dicks, so we saying.
So maybe we're not thinking right because all the blood is in our pussies.
I got an A in math.
So that's the same. That is the equivalent.
It's not
then.
The same.
If you say
because your clit is this big, it doesn't need that much blood. So that's why y'all think better.
Oh God.
I mean, we didn't think better. Well, yeah, but I got various opinions on that. You guys, we overthink. Women overthink.
Yeah.
Too much, and it's exhausting, and I don't like it.
Yeah, so if a girl say no, yes, no. But I'm talking about when we're half naked and she's like, I don't know if that's going to fit. It's so big.
Right,
Hey, can you just put the balls in first? And then I'm like,
where are you putting the balls in?
I don't know.
But put the balls in?
I got really little balls, by the way.
Well, it all went to your dick, so.
No. I'm talking about they look like M&M's, like two M&M's.
No way.
No peanut.
M&M's?
They really small. I had a girl laugh at my balls.
Oh, a girl laughed at your balls?
A lot of girls laughed at
balls. I would be amped if your balls were small. I'd be like, good, I don't
need
them.
No. You don't understand how small they are.
I've seen a picture of like
if you see my dick, it's like my dick extends. And oh, is that more dick? No, that's my balls.
So your ball.
You can't tell if it's balls or dick. That's how small my balls are.
Right.
Do you get it?
I have a pretty good visual.
It looks like it's part of the shaft.
Right.
Okay,
but there's a little bit of a bump there to be like, oh, balls. Like, there's balls.
Well, when you touch it, you're like, hey, this is not as hard as this part.
Right. I mean, has this caused any medical problems for you? Or are you doing okay?
I don't know. Like, the sperm is supposed to go in there.
Get ball implants?
I mean, there's like some holding.
I don't know.
It's a holding station. I didn't know.
I still come.
I didn't know if a doctor had ever.
I come medium. I don't come a lot.
I was going to say, what's your amount of cum?
I guess.
Like a spoonful? I don't know. I don't know what the average amount is.
Well, you swallow something, right?
Yes, I have.
Was it like when you take when you?
But
take
when a, I swallow it, I'm a, not like. Wait
when,
a second.
When your mother,
let me
when
see
your mother
how much.
Pour like quash syrup in a spoon.
Yeah.
Is that amount to come?
A little more than that.
More than that. Yeah.
More than that.
Damn.
So your little
like
balls.
A big spoon or a little spoon?
A tablespoon?
A tablespoon. That's a big spoon.
A
big spoon of cork drop.
Yeah, it's more than that.
The big one is a tablespoon. The small one is a teaspoon.
Oh, we never use
that.
We just use whatever spoons we had in the cabinet.
Wooden spoon? we beat you with this and we serve you cough syrup.
we can afford it.
And it's also the amount of jizz you're going to give off when you fuck a girl.
You guys have measuring spoons in your house?
Well, No.
I got to measure ingredients, man.
Well, I did.
I'm talking about when I was young, we didn't have money for that. We just used whatever spoons that was available in the freaking cabinet.
But the actual name of the spoon, not even a measuring spoon, like the silverware, the big one, like the soup
that's a
spoon,
tablespoon.
That's a tablespoon. And then the smaller one
is
a teaspoon.
Big one with the one you cook with. That's the big one.
That's not an eating
thing. Your mom
thing,
gave
though.
You too much cough syrup.
It's utensils.
Dude.
No. That's the big one. Then the big eating spoon that you eat with. That was the big. That was like the.
We obviously
what I'm
have.
Saying
we've,
is,
we've grew up very differently.
Yeah. I'm saying that I've had a guy come more than that, like a lot, and it's annoying. Like I would
big
prefer.
Yeah, big balls.
Yeah, I guess.
Had a big penis.
Yeah.
See, I don't like when it's like a little squirt.
You like a lot of cum?
Did a bird just shit in my mouth?
Did you cough out of your dick? What happened?
You like a lot of cum?
Not like buckets.
Yeah, not buckets. But like
so
a
wait,
good,
you had a guy do buckets?
I want to know that it's there.
Sometimes I'd be like, all right, that's too much.
Well, because you do all this work, and then if the reward's like...
Just like...
Oh, you mean how like when y'all never come? And we do all that work
you
of fucking for 40
a
minutes.
Lot of
oh,
anger
the work
40 minutes
good.
Of fucking. And like, did you come? Oh, no, I'm good.
A lot of anger towards women. And that's why you have to save the cunnilingus.
Are you mad at women?
Because
no,
so you don't have to do 40 minutes of fucking. 40 minutes of fucking. You don't have to do 40 minutes of fucking if you take your tongue out
and
you stick your dick in.
What's the longest relationship
somebody's,
you've ever
somebody's
had?
Somebody's angry.
Yeah, I am angry.
What's the longest relationship you've ever been in?
3 years.
Now, how was the sex in the 3 year? Did you go through ebbs and flows?
It was okay. It was good.
I'm just curious about what the sexual communication is like with you and a girlfriend.
sex is good.
But what if, like, she's doing something, you're like, or you want to change it up? Like, do you just verbally?
I'll change
it.
The only thing I don't go for is stay away from my butt.
Okay.
And I'm okay with the ball. Like, you ain't got to touch my balls or pillow my balls.
You don't have to, or you don't want it?
Suck my dick and pillow my balls. I'm good with you. I'm not.
You seem a little sensitive about your balls.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling
you. You just said it doesn't feel good. Yeah.
I'm not into the balls or the asshole. Don't touch my asshole.
Uh-huh.
Now, I won't put my finger in your asshole, but I will.
You won't put my finger, your finger in my ass?
I give you a ring job, a nice little ring.
But you put my tongue in my ass?
That's weird.
Your tongue in my ass, but not your finger?
Because I'm down there anyway.
Right.
Right, but
why not your finger?
Why not a finger? A finger feels so good.
If the girl wants it, I'll put a finger up her ass.
Have you ever put a finger up someone's ass?
I did. A girl asked me to put anal beads in the ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In my furry.
What was your reaction in your head?
You want to hear the story?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I tell an alternate version on stage, but this
tell
is
the truth here.
So,
X-rated.
This girl, we'll call her A.
Okay.
So we've been fucking around off and on. And then one day I go, she say, hey, you should come over tonight. I go over and she opens the door. She just got on panties, heels. And no bra on and a glass of red wine. And my dick just like, hello. Yeah. And so we get in there. She's feeling really freaky. And then, you know, I same old go down on her. She comes and shit.
Here I go again.
Suck the titties. If you got real sensitive titties, I'll stay on the titties for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I had girls that came.
Some girls can come.
And then I go Oh, this other girl named A. She's married now. She's a doctor. She's a cum. Nice. She orgasm from
that.
The titties.
Yeah.
And then orgasm down there. And I fucking, and she come. And then she'll go right to sleep.
Wow.
And I never came.
Sounds awful. Oh, that's a bummer.
It's fine, though. I felt good. So anyway, so I'll go there. And while I'm doing a doggy style with her, she goes, she said, keep going. I got to get something under the bed. I'm like, what the? Something under the bed? I don't know what's going on. So she reached under the bed, pulled out this long box. It's like, you know how like the incense burners?
Mm-hmm.
And she opened it and she pulled out the anal beads and she's like, here, use this.
Did you know what they were?
I didn't know what they were. I thought it was like, it looked like a whip.
Okay, right? Yeah, because it's rubbery.
And it was like, the beads was in descending or like the big and small and small and same. So I just started smacking her ass. While I'm doing it doggy style, right? Just like that.
And I didn't do it so hard.
I was just like,
like a whip, yeah.
And she just turned around after the 34th smack. She's like, don't do that. You put it in my ass. I wanted to act like I know.
Aww. Like, yeah, of course I do. Not, after like, I whip you
like,
with
hey,
them.
Like, can you pass the instructions also? I don't know what to do with these. So I'm trying to figure out, do the big ones going first? Or the little ones going for me. I had no idea. So while I'm trying to figure it out, she just took them from me and she just started putting them in herself.
It made that popping sound.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like in my head. and then she said that when I come, pull them out my ass, right? So we're doing it doggy style. And she begins to have this massive orgasm. She goes, pull him out my ass. And I'm doing it really slow, like
yeah, the
like
way
romantic.
She put him in.
Like, yeah. Woo. She moved my hand out the way and just and passed out on the bed. Like paint down. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, and I'm like, should I get anal beads? How come more women don't know about this shit?
Right.
I know what's going on.
Have you used them since?
No, that was the first and last time.
What other sex toys have you used before?
Dildos on the girls.
Dildos.
Well, theirs. Not like I bought my own. Like, hey, girl.
I didn't assume that.
I got some help.
There's a huge rumor in the comedy community that you just have
Will loves
loads
dildos.
Of dildos.
He has more dildos than shoes.
You know who had dildos? You know my Patrice O'Neill, we were best friends.
Yeah.
We used to be roommates for 7 years.
Yeah,
he had a chest. Like back in the days when... Pirate had a gold chest.
Yeah, we're familiar with the edge of the beds.
A real chest. It looked like one of those old pirate chests. Mm-hmm. It was the top was curved like that with the old key lock.
Yeah.
And when you open it, it was massive dildos.
Whoa,
that's awesome.
And glass dildos.
Good for him.
And the thing is, I used to tell Patrice, I got some girls coming over. Can you close the chest? You know, I want them to be disgusting. They run out of here. Let me tell you something. Every girl I brought over there, when they saw that chest, they ran and dropped on their knees like kids and started touching the dildos. Oh my God, look at all these. And one could get put in their mouth.
Ooh.
And then doing, and then Patrice had to freaking regulate, yo, y'all can't.
Stop touching my dildos.
Girls try to steal his dildos.
Wow.
And they have to do inventory before they leave the house because a girl walked out with a few dildos. Like, bitch, oh, I thought he said that. No, he didn't say nothing about taking the dildos.
He wasn't like, take one and leave.
So I had to tell the girl, you gotta bring the dildo back. Well, and I can't say don't use it. Like, but Patricia, the reason why he used glass dildos because it's better than plastic dildos because they're more cleaner.
More hygienic, yeah.
And it's harder. Oof, that's rock hard. Glass is so much harder.
I don't know.
I always get so nervous with a glass dildo. Like, just the thought of putting a piece of glass
in your vagina.
In your vagina seems so dangerous.
Well, first of all, how strong is your vagina that's going to break a glass?
It's not, but it's just the idea of just
strong vagina.
Glass.
Yeah,
just like glass.
Just the concept, though.
On your kegels.
Yeah, but I mean, well, just think of like
doing them right now.
Putting glass up your dick hole. I mean, that sounds
that's
dangerous.
Not the same thing.
What?
That's not the with your medication.
It's never the same thing.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Well, the dick hole is like your urethra.
Yeah, I'm joking. Obviously, it's not meant to put something, but it seems dangerous.
Up your butt. Let's say
we know
butt.
It's fine.
You put a glass dildo up your butt. No. It's harder than a plastic dildo. We can all agree on that. Come
okay,
on.
Because I do shit and the shit coming
you
out.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but now I'll never put shit in my pee hole.
Stuff. You shouldn't. That's for only a doctor.
Q-tips when needed.
No, not even that.
What?
By a doctor.
Oh.
You got kids?
No.
I was like, who's
you know Q-tips, you're not supposed to put them in your ear?
Correct. I didn't know that because they push the wax back in. You can get real fucked up.
I know that. But that's the only reason why people buy Q-tips.
I know. I didn't know that either.
Why people buy Q-tips.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I use them for makeup.
But I also use them to take stuff out of my ear. Come on.
But that's what I'm saying. Like most of the time, 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, why would a guy need a Q-tip?
To clean your ears.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You could clean them without putting it in the ear, like pounding the eardrum.
Growing up, that's how we grew up.
You just pounded.
You just gently, you know, especially if you had an itch in there, like, get that itch.
Get that itch, brat.
Oh, yeah. What were we talking about?
Anal beads. Other sex toys you've used. So Patrice O'Neal had a chest full of dildos. But he would show the girls and let them be like, buy them?
Let me tell you. Patrice, he knew way... My concept or thought about women and sexuality, I was so wrong. And I thought he was wrong because he's like, oh, women like... They like nasty shit. They like this shit. I'm like, I don't think women like that shit. He bought a freak after he bought all these sex toys. He went and got a swing
for the apartment. Holy shit!
Oh, yeah, we got a big apartment. We had a big apartment. So I come home one day and I'm like, this dude, is it for exercise or does he like fun? Does he miss his childhood?
Like
why he bought
a
freaking swing set and it's in the living room? So I go. He said it's for women. I said for women. And then he showed me a couple of, I'm like...
Positions.
I'm like, women ain't going to fall for this shit. Once again, I was wrong. Every girl that came there, oh my... They jump on it. Their legs go... Girls that acted like an angel-like, don't do nothing sexual, whatever. They get on the swing, legs wide up in the sky. I'm like, oh my God!
Now, that's funny that you guys think that women are all one way. He thought women are into freaky, nasty shit, and there's variations.
His thing is, women want it just as much, but they got to put on this, I'm not a hoe attitude. But
yeah, because of people have thoughts. Like the thing is, it's just like you keep referring to women who don't like, or like don't seem sexual as angels. But I mean, angel and liking sex are not opposites.
They don't go, they're not,
that's not the opposite of each other.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Look,
angel
up,
and devil would be the opposite of each other. So be like,
that's what
I know.
So, and you gotta understand, I grew up Catholic. They said they made sexual seem
sinful.
Like the devil.
Well, we all know
sinful.
Religion fucked everyone up sexually.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
So don't say this is what I was taught.
I understand, but you're an adult now, so you can have progressive new views about things. I know. So, like, what are your views now?
First of all, I never thought of women as hoes. I always thought, even like coming up, I always thought like I was against. I was kind of against that, but I was like, look, if a girl like dick, she like dick.
Yeah,
you just were kind of right. That's what I'm trying to say.
Like vagina. Like, why we gotta freaking scrutinize them just because they like dick?
Right.
Well, you said something.
Now, the ones that you should scrutinize, the ones that lie to you, like, oh, you're the only one. You're the only one. You know, now you're lying to me. You know, just be honest.
Yeah, but I think they're lying because they feel like they're going to be scrutinized, you know?
No. I'm not talking about your history. I'm talking about
you're the only one fucking.
But then you're dating five other people.
Oh, you're saying like cheating on you.
Yeah, exactly. Or not even cheating. Like if we're dating and you say, oh, I'm not seeing nobody else.
Lying. General dishonesty. Yeah. But that goes both ways.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's what we should scrutinize, not because someone likes penis.
Sex, for sure. Agreed. Well, you said something to me really interesting. We were talking kind of about like living in Harlem and catcalling and stuff like that. And you made a comment and you said, honestly, like the black community is very behind. And I was like, come on the podcast and say that because I'm going to get a lot of emails if I say that. Now, what did you mean by that?
Oh, I'm talking
about catcalling?
No. But I think when I say behind in sexual stuff,
yeah,
like anal beads and
well, yeah, I just kind of wanted you to talk more about that, like
clamps and
clamps,
piercings
I'm not
in
clamped.
Your private parts.
That's a small percentage.
Well, I mean, do you think there's a big difference? I mean, because we talked a little bit about like race, and you know, kind of said that you know white people go around putting penises and stuff in each other's mouth for like pranks and balls and stuff, and no one in the black community would do that. So what do you think?
I'm saying no one. I would say when I was coming up, no one did that.
Right. So
I wouldn't put that on the entire black, just in my world.
Right. So like what do you think are some differences that you've noticed as a black man that is different like in just the whole like world of sexuality between black people and white people?
Well, look, put it this way. Coming up, black girls won't go down on you at all. And going down on you was like special.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Going down, like sucking your dick was like, oh, is your birthday?
And is that a younger thing or even now you find?
No. That back then.
Okay.
I don't know. Right now, I'm not big into blowjobs. Anyway, I think it's overrated.
Really? Yeah. I had a boyfriend who did not like getting a blowjob. He just didn't give a shit.
Most of the time, women who do it to me, there's a lot of teeth.
Oh.
Well, your dick is very big.
Maybe they can't help it.
Yeah.
You got to fuck a chick with dentures.
Maybe not. It's no big deal.
Yeah. What do you like? What do you like?
I had one girl that did it. Like, she had a big mouth and she did a good job. And I'm like, fuck.
Damn.
So I think you just don't like bad blowjobs.
Okay, maybe that's it. But anyway. Right. The girl, when I was coming up, I mean, you don't say that to women when you're coming up. Any kind of sexual thing you get from girls when you come up, you just accept it.
Right.
Besides gay shit, no, nothing in my ass. But so girls won't.
I mean, that's not gay.
Ass isn't stuff play isn't gay shit.
It's not gay.
We'll get to that afterward.
Okay. It's not gay. It's
okay.
It's a girl putting her finger in your ass.
I don't give a damn about the thing up your ass.
All right, we'll get to that after this.
So black girls that I dealt with, I'm not going to put on the entire black
community. Of course.
Black girls I dealt with won't suck your dick immediately. It's always like, you know, after they got to know you, after
that's
they had sex with you,
and then,
all right, well, I see, you know, I guess you deserve it. Whereas the white women that I messed with, and maybe some Spanish women, but mostly white women, they'll suck your dick quicker before they give you vagina.
Well, that doesn't seem behind.
Whereas girls, look, put it this way, black girls will give you pussy first and then suck your dick later. Whereas white girls will suck your dick first and give you pussy later.
I was like that. I thought that's how you had to do it.
Which one?
You gave him the blowjob first, maybe in a movie theater or in the car, and then eventually,
and then
next time you hook up, maybe you have sex.
Yeah, white girls love a movie theater blowjob.
Black girls are like, I don't know you like that. I can't suck your dick, but you get some pussy, though.
Yeah. Well, Corinne, you think that blowjobs are more, and you were kind of reserved them for people that you.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you're like a black girl.
I've had, I am in many ways, but I have. Yeah, I mean, like, I've let some dirty dicks in my vagina, but not in my mouth.
Mm. Or dirty dicks?
Yeah.
Dirty dicks.
When you say dirty.
Like, I don't mean hygienically dirty. I mean just a lower.
Like, that person isn't the best.
A lower grade of person than I feel like I deserve.
What does that mean, lower grade?
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, give me
I'm not going to name names.
No, I'm not saying names. I'm talking about what made them a piece of shit. A lower grade
person.
Kind
of a jerk.
Okay, you're using these words. Like, give me, like.
What do you mean? You know what jerk means?
He didn't do his taxes.
No, I don't care.
Just attitude-wise.
Someone who's not treating you as nice as, like, you should be.
You stinking-ass bitch, you suck my dick. Like,
okay, well, I would never let anyone
I'm saying like that.
No.
What makes someone a lower grade of person? That's what I'm asking you.
It's someone who treats you not well.
Like,
Like, what do you mean, like?
What do they do to could get a handle or how they not...
Someone who's not as nice to you or polite to you as you should be treated.
And you gave some pussy?
I mean, this is
sometimes you want to fuck the asshole.
You're like interrogating me a little bit, but yeah.
I want to know a specific thing someone did to you. And then you're like, you know what?
Then it's going to call out people by name.
I'm going to give you some pussy. No, I'm talking about the action.
Just someone who's not, who I'm not going to fall in love with, who's not going to be my boyfriend. Just a fucking casual person.
But also, you know, you ever have a girl and you're like, I don't fucking like that chick. But then you kind of want to fuck her.
Oh, okay. Growing up.
Yeah.
Here goes another weird story. I think I'm weird.
We don't think you're weird.
I used to fantasize having sex with girls I didn't want to have sex with.
Interesting.
And
the
girls I wanted to marry, I would never fantasize having sex with.
Oh, that's
with.
Weird. That's fucked up, man.
Why? A religion thing?
Religion, mostly religion thing. Yeah. So,
but
girls,
you would be like, horny though, fantasizing girls, about girls you didn't want to fuck.
The girls I didn't want to fuck, I get horny with.
But a hate fuck. Have you ever had a hate fuck?
What's that?
Meaning you don't really like the person, but you're on top of them, and you're kind of you're fucking them.
You think I had just indisposable pussy like that? I had like love pussy.
Well,
and
more
like pussy
now.
And hate pussy.
Not now when you were a kid.
No, I know. No, I hate pussy.
Well, how old are you now?
Oh, I'm old, 42.
Oh, okay.
So, I had a point.
Yeah, your point.
Oh,
was,
you were trying to get the love.
Oh, that's another weird thing about me growing up. Being that y'all think I'm weird.
Oh yeah, you were fantasizing about fucking girls you didn't want.
I used to be in love with big fat women.
Cool.
Because I used to think fat women had more vagina to give. Because I know what vagina
Wait,
was.
That's why you were in love with them? Because they have more vagina?
I used to
swoon over
it was
them?
It was a sexual thing. I was
lusting.
Lusting over big. Because I know what vagina was.
Right.
So I knew the big girls had bigger titties. So I'm like, if they got bigger titties, they must got more vagina to give.
Right.
So I'm like, oh shit, that girl, she got a fat pussy.
Right.
Especially once they had a stomach and they had another stomach below that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I used to think that was all pussy.
Wow. When did you discover that that wasn't the case?
Probably in college.
Through porn or through seeing an actual woman of a bigger size?
Were
you like, wait, that's supposed to be a pussy.
After having sex with a few girls, like, okay, pussy is just pussy.
When you first saw...
Actually, not really. Until I met this, we'll call her D.
Okay.
Until she did this thing with her vagina, she could make it open and close.
Clench.
On my dick.
Uh-huh.
And while I was doing it, it felt like there was a person in there jerking me off.
Yeah.
And wow.
She got a good vagina.
That, and I probably came so fast.
Yeah.
And I kept apologizing. So I'm sorry. And she was like, it's okay. She was like, it's okay. Like, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Uh-huh. She knew. With she's done pussy. That too. Yeah. She's made
and
it
that's
like
probably
I
the best vagina I, you know, in the past I ever had, like, up to that point.
When you first saw a photo of a vagina, because you saw one, you knew what they looked like before you actually had sex, right?
Yeah.
However you saw it, whether it's like a porn mag or a porn video, whatever the
porn
fuck. Porn magazine. What did you think of a... Like, because I think vaginas are weird.
They're
fascinating, but and they're probably delicious. But
I used to think, you know,
like, what did you think it looked like? Just a hole? Because I would, as a guy, I'd be like, well, that wasn't what I was expecting.
Okay, it was almost like this. You know how, like, I'm not sure about you guys, but when we was young, in junior high school, you know, elementary school, even high school. Guys are not allowed to go to the girls' bathroom. Not allowed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think that's a general rule for all schools.
Trouble.
Yeah,
so
they would. They would take that
was
seriously.
Like, what's in there? So same thing when I saw a vagina. I'm like, what's in there?
Yeah.
Because I saw a picture of it. I saw like, what's
never
inside?
Saw a video.
It's got to be amazing. I thought, like, imagine like a carnival.
Yeah, I was going to say a golden castle.
And then there's a Ferris wheel. There's freaking cotton candy here. There's freaking hot dogs. And it's just everybody having fun. And that's what I thought was inside of a vagina, but for your dick.
Now, when you saw a picture of one, were you like, oh, like, did you get excited more?
Yeah.
Because vaginas are so, like, a dick
any,
is just a smooth
any,
dick.
Any kind of girl, naked girl, of mm-hmm. course, any kind of body part of a girl turned me on. Used to turn me on. Mm-hmm. Like, if I saw the areola, oh, my God. Oh, my. And don't let it be bumps on that areola. Oh, my God.
Because then you really go.
You're into the bumps on the areola.
Not even the nipple,
that's
but just the areola and the little bumps around. I'm like, oh.
You
my
like
God.
That?
Are you attacking me for?
No, I'm just. It's just curious. An interesting specific that we've never heard on the podcast.
Yeah,
before.
I've never. I'm that, just.
No
neutral.
One likes areolas.
No. Areolas.
First areola like
specifically the bumps on the areola.
Look, you asked me a question. Yeah. I just told you like back then I used to be turned on by any naked part of a woman's body.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the areola would do,
you know. That specifically did it for your real heart.
Can I tell you what I thought sex was?
Yes.
I never seen sex.
Yeah.
Like the motion of sex.
So I thought
sex was one long stroke.
Me too! I thought so too. Like, you just put it in.
You put it in. As you put it in, and once my pelvis hit her ass, I just freaking come.
Like anal beads, just like all the way in and then all the way out. One time.
I don't know if that's the same analogy, but
it's similar. I just think it was similar motion.
Long stroke. And then, but mind you, I was jerking off like this while I was fantasizing.
Right.
This one long
right.
Stroke.
So, but when you first got around to having sex with that girl with the anal beads, you got a few in, a few more than one.
Yeah, I got, yeah.
So you're like, wait, I can do this more?
That session that night lasts about 20 minutes.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Before the anal beads.
But you were eating. Okay. But you were eating her out, though.
I ate out. She came, and then.
Then you did it.
Yeah.
Are you known like in your circle for eating a lot of pussy? You seem like
am I known?
You know,
as well, he's mad pussy.
I feel like there's some guy that's like your thing. Not in your circle of men friends, but like, do women come back to you for more of that?
I don't know. They just come back for whatever. They don't like, hey,
do
that
you
thing
booty
you do
calls?
With your tongue. Can you but leave a dick out? Can you? No, we just had another session. Just
another session.
You're a therapist. Do you get booty calls? Do you do booty calls? Do you booty call girls?
Okay, this is going to be weird, but I would booty call a girl, get so excited, jerk off, and then cancel.
Don't jerk off before she gets there.
Don't get me excited that much. Just say, hey, just come over and we'll talk about it when you get here.
When you booty call, are you sexting?
Yeah, they be talking crazy and shit.
Well, because they're like, excited. Yeah, they want it. That's foreplay for them.
Oh, my pussy's
dude,
so
dude, they're
wet.
Probably so pissed
wet.
When
well,
you cancel.
Also control yourself.
When you tell me, when you only talk about your pussy, you say, oh, my panties are so wet.
Yeah?
That was like, oh, shit. I gotta have some right at this moment.
Wow. So you just
I
take
jerk
care
off
of it.
And be like, hey, look, man, I gotta go to a spa.
I got early morning tomorrow.
I gotta do a spa.
You seem a lot more controlled than you are. You're kind of a maniac.
What?
With coming.
Yeah, with the sex.
Is that what you do all the time?
Wait,
when you booty call a girl?
You seem like a lot more cool and collected than someone who would like lose it at the very
and be like, oh my god, our panties are wet.
Text of a booty call. It's interesting.
I mean, I used to be more excited back then, and then now you know I'm more. I try to control it.
When's the last time you were in a relationship?
2007.
Wow, it's 2016. You know that, right?
We'll call it C.
Okay, and it's not me, guys.
No, not Corinne.
No, definitely not. Especially after this podcast.
Oh, damn. Thank you for messing my self-esteem.
Not your self-esteem.
Do you like being single? Do you want a relationship?
Oh,
what
no,
are your feelings
I,
about that?
I would
you
like
go
a
with
relationship.
The flow?
I would like to actually get married and have kids.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you do want to have kids.
Yeah, I want to have kids.
Aw, you'd be a good dad.
So what do you look for in a mate? Or are you actively seeking me, or are you just kind of chill?
The number one thing is like she got to be good enough to just chill with anywhere.
Okay.
That's like if you can't, if we can't be anywhere and just kicking it. Like I like to think of like if I'm somewhere having a good time, like I wish she was here so she could enjoy this fun.
Yeah.
Or like sometimes if I'm with a girl and I like her a lot and I'm experiencing something, I'll bring some like dumb stuff. Like if I'm at Liquiterra, you know Liquiterra?
Yeah, I love Liquiterra. Bulldozer smoothie is the best.
If I try something, I'm like, oh shit, and I get two and I bring her one.
Yeah. Oh,
so
that's
cute.
I think doing nice things for your significant other, like randomly, is so important.
Yeah. But now if I don't think like that of you, then
you know.
Then I'm like, if I want to be with her when I'm not with her.
Right. Oh yeah, that's telltale sign.
Yeah, so I'm like, she's not the one I want to be in a relationship. But now, mind you, I have a lot of girls that are hot as shit.
Yeah.
But then it stops at the hotness. And then when they, you know, when we, and not, I'm not saying she's a bad person. We just don't get along. We don't, you know.
You don't vibe.
Yeah.
Personalities
I had one
don't
girl.
Vibe.
Even the texting was bad. She sent me a text, run-on sentences, no commas, no periods. And I'm reading it, and I'm like, yo, what? And I go, huh? She's like, and she like...
Text it again?
She said, reread the text. I said, I did, dummy. And it's like, well, can you use some commas, periods, even a parenthesis, something, or a semicolon, something, so I know when to, you know.
When you're ending your thought, yeah. And when it's a new thought.
And
so use punctuation, just, ladies.
Basically, the bottom line is communication. Yeah. I like a girl I like to communicate very well with.
Yeah, yeah. And you could just vibe and it's easy. It's seamless.
Yeah. And that's then, awesome. Of course, like the sex would be easy, I think.
That goes hand in hand.
Depends. Like some people, you know, I used to think there was no bad vagina.
Are there bad vaginas?
There's some bad vaginas out there.
What do you mean by that? We're okay. Like, what do you mean?
Two things make bad vaginas. If I'm in there and there's mad space.
Okay.
There's mad space. That happened one time with this girl. It was just crazy roomy.
Okay. Crazy roomy.
Yeah.
Now, on the sides?
I would just.
Some girls have wide set vaginas.
Most girls, when I put it in, it's like a tight, like, oh, and then, you know, but she was, I put it in there like, oh shit, I'm in there already.
Mm-hmm. And what was your thought when that happened?
She was moaning really hard, and I was like, this bitch is lying.
Okay.
And that turned me off that she was faking it. Another thing is, when you fake it, and I know you're faking it, I'm turned off.
Okay.
I mean, my dick would stay hard, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you don't want that bullshit.
I'm just fucking like this. Like,
gotta do my laundry.
You know, okay, there's a joke I did on television about the stone face killer.
Uh-huh.
You ever heard it?
No, what
about,
joke is that?
About having sex with a girl and she has no facial expression. Uh-huh. She's just fucking like this.
Yeah.
Where that joke actually came from. In that joke, I try to imply that girls are not having a good time. And they're just like, they're stone facing the sex. But that joke actually came from a girl who was having a good time, and it freaked me out. Like,
she was just staring at you blankly?
I was fucking her, and she was just,
ooh, that is horrifying.
Just looking at me, like,
ooh.
With this face. Just,
Will's looking at us with a dead face right
now.
Yeah,
like he's going to kill us.
And I kept like, what the, I'm like, am I raping? Like, what the fuck's going on?
You think you're raping chicks.
So while I was doing it to her, right, I just turned my head like, let me just not look at her.
Look at her
she
posters.
Freaking followed my face.
No way.
Like
some people
freaking,
have a really weird
like,
sex
it
face.
It looked like a doll. You know, like a doll. With,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Shit.
And then so I'm like, I know what's going on. I'm like, is she not enjoying it? And this is what made me say she was enjoying it. You ever get the moment where the dick pulls out?
Uh-huh.
And then you got to put it back in?
Yeah.
It pulled out. And she's like, what happened? What happened? Why you stop? Put it back in.
Where was I?
I was like, calm down. I put it back in, and she went right back to trance.
That was her sex trance. You like, put her in a sex trance, Will.
That dick put her in a trance.
The dick
Will.
Was so good.
You know what, though?
That was the first and last. I will call a K. That was the first
that
and last.
D2B.
Time.
And it's not me, guys.
D2B.
I've had guys,
flight,
though.
She was a flight attendant, by the way.
Okay.
She
cool.
flew in New York that time. She's like, hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man,
okay.
I try to get some for the longest, too. For the longest.
And then it was stuffing.
Like, oh, wait, did you meet her on a plane when you were flying somewhere?
I met her at a show.
Uh-huh.
She flew to a town, and then she came to a show, and then that's how I met her. And she's like, oh, I'm a flight attendant. I'm like, oh, wow. And then we just kept in touch.
Yeah.
And she was hot as shit, too. I mean, she was hot.
You were like, fuck yeah. But then you're like, oh, man, don't look at me like that.
Yeah.
I've had sex with guys that have weird facial expressions. Yeah. And it fucks. It does not. It's
like,
not going to happen.
What face?
Or when they come to, they're like, mm.
Yeah, well, come
like,
on. Your cum face is always going to be fucked up.
And that's, you're right. But even
delightful.
Like, they look like
your
they were
face
just
is
like.
Not, cum face is not delightful.
You know when people, you see somebody at the gym lifting a weight that's way too heavy for them?
Right.
And
oh,
their
yeah.
face, that's what it looks like the entire time.
Well, that's
and
only
you're like,
for.
I don't want to do
okay,
this.
Okay, look. First of all, if it's a cum shot, it's for a couple of seconds. But number two,
right.
If it's their fucking the duration,
that's their fucking
duration
face.
Fucking face.
Yeah, that's their duration fucking face. Is their cum
I thought
face.
You said oh.
Yeah, basically the guy was making the same facial expression as someone lifting a weight too heavy for them or someone currently coming for like a while.
Well, you
and I was like,
well,
this.
Maybe,
I tried to look away. I'm like, I'm gonna
maybe
this is creeping
your pussy's
out.
So good.
I don't care.
Did you see him in another girl?
No. I haven't seen him in another girl.
Maybe your dick's so good that that's why it put her in a dick trance.
The doll face.
Well, fuck that shit.
But I understand that fucking yup is what I'm trying
that
to
was
say.
That was one of the creepiest. I had a few creepy sexual moments.
That was probably the creepiest.
Well, here goes another one.
I want to what creeps men out. I think a lot of stuff creeps women out. Yeah.
That I just told you. I don't know what men out, but what creeps me out.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
This scared the shit out of me.
A ghost?
No. I got some ghost stories.
Well, I'll ask you that later.
That's for a different podcast.
I did a show in down south with Cheryl Underwood. I met this girl. And she like, hey, what's up? Hey, you was really funny. Oh my God, you was funny. You know what? You should I want to come back to your hotel and just tell you how funny you was.
What?
That was her line.
Listen,
was that actually her line, or were you just paraphrasing?
Men don't judge women on their lines like you judge men on our lines.
Wow.
Like y'all be, we don't like, yeah, whatever, bitch. All right,
that's because
cool.
Every guy's got a line.
Okay, well, every girl got a line too. Even though it's just not the typical. Yeah, that was her line. All right, and I accepted it.
Yeah, respect her line, Christina. Yeah.
Sorry.
And
I can't
to be honest
shame.
With you.
I'm sorry. I'm not
to be honest with
want...
you, I actually thought she was coming over to talk about how good my
no,
comedy is.
You're not that naive.
So you're just
although
as
I am.
Dumb
you're
as women.
You going to I'm telling you.
Wow. Yeah, you're just as dumb as me.
So
this is
so
nice.
I'm like, hey, I'm staying at the Hampton, whatever I was staying. I said, I'm there. Oh, she said, oh yeah, I know where that is. I'll come by a little late after the show. Because this is the first show. Uh-huh. And she said, you got another show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, if you don't meet any friends, you know, then I'll come over. So if you don't make any new friends, and I'm like, new friends. And
you really? Aww.
And I called on what she meant by that.
Oh, okay. Finally.
And so she comes over. It was about 1:00. Oh, and before she left, she kept saying, and don't think, you know, it's not what you think. You know what I'm saying? Just don't think this is what you think. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to get the wrong idea.
So she psyched you out.
I'm like,
she set you up, and then she psyched you out.
No, but the thing is, I don't care. Like, the thing about me is, I don't care about that. Like, sex, no sex.
Okay. You're not going to get paid. You're not one of those
dudes.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn about that. Yeah,
if
whatever.
She came over just to talk shop, you would be totally cool with it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Here are my notes on your act.
Another story, you'll see. So she comes over. And she calls, she said, hey, I'm downstairs. And I go downstairs, get her and walk her. She said, hey, you know, don't think this is not what you think. I'm like,
yeah, you told
fine.
Me that, bitch.
I didn't tell her that. I didn't want to. I try to
give an attitude.
I try to be conflict free as possible. So we get upstairs, and I keep my hotel room hot as hell. I like it hot.
Okay.
Damon Wayans came to my room one time, you know, looking for an address. And he's like, damn, you got it hot like Haiti. I was like, yeah, I like it hot.
I like to feel like I'm in the
room.
And
so she goes, damn, it's hot as shit in here. I got to take off my coat. But look, I'll take off my coat, but don't think it's what it is.
Wow. She really wanted you to know that she wasn't going to fuck
you. I'm fine. So we start talking. She said, so hot. So you've been doing comedy a while. Oh, my God, you were so funny. You know, Cheryl Underwood, she was funny, but you bought it. Oh, my God. Like, can I take off my shirt? It's not what you think. It's just hot.
I'm like,
yeah, take off your shirt. Or whatever.
What?
And so she takes off her shirt, and then she goes something about I don't know how we started hugging each other. We just started hugging.
Oh, Will.
And I just started hugging her, and I'm like, it felt so good. Oh, my God.
Was her bra on?
Her bra was on, and she kept saying, don't think it's what you think.
No.
I'm like, I'm saying it's okay.
I hate
I'm saying
this
it's okay.
Girl.
And then she had her shoes off already. And then she took her pants off. She had tight leggings.
Yeah.
I guess what you had on when the guy
put
your pants
exactly.
down. Exactly. And she had her panties on and a bra on. And she tells me, well, if I'm going to be in my underwears, you're going to have to be in your underwears too. I still have my T-shirt on, my pants and everything. I'm like, okay.
Because she made it very clear that
yeah, so
this
I take
isn't
all
turn
my
into
clothes
sex.
Off. I got my boxes on and we start making out.
Did she say, this isn't what you think it is?
No, we just started, she stopped. She said it one more time, but
then she dropped
when
it.
I was, yeah, when I, and we just started making out. Oh, she did say while we was making out,
what?
She said, you know, we just making out and kissing, but, you know, it ain't going to go further
did
than
she
this.
Say that with your tongue in her mouth, or?
Yeah, after we had a nice kiss, and she said, you know, just, you know, and then she kept saying, you're making me so hot. You're going to make me do things I don't want to do, because, you know, I didn't come here for that.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, it's okay.
Then
like,
stop.
I'm like, yeah, but that's you. I'm conflict flick.
No,
like,
I'm telling
Flake.
Her to stop so, in the story.
So she feels my dick. She said, oh my God, that's your dick? I'm like, no, it's my cousin's dick. He let me hold it. And she hit my chest like, you silly.
Oh, wow.
Stop being funny. And so
she's confusing.
So she pulls my box. We on the bed. She pulled my boxes off. She just like, oh my god, just and the stroke of my dick. Oh my god,
watching you mime stroke your own dick is amazing.
This is great.
And
I love it.
And I go like, hey, it's no big deals. And then we start making out even more. She takes a bra off, panties off. And then she goes, you should put it in. You should put it in real quick. And now, mind you, I don't carry condoms for this man, because I just don't like having sex like that. Like
casual.
I just like to not have, like, I prefer a butt naked hug and I'm good.
You jerk off to it later.
Thank you, get home safe. I use
Please.
That
okay.
knowledge for.
Name your next album, Butt Naked Hug.
To rape myself later.
So, it's okay if it's with
so
yourself.
She goes, I go, I can't. I got no condoms. She said, oh, why not? I was like, I didn't think you was going to come here for that.
Because, you know, you said.
Yeah, I said, that was like, you know.
Yeah.
I said,
call back.
You know. And so she goes, and then so we start making out and just, you know, and then naked bodies and shit. And she had nice round tits, a big old ass, nice small waist, and just freaking tonguing it down.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, If I suck your dick, would you put it in?
What?
The whole thing I tell you about black women thinking sucking your dick is a. I go. In my head, I'm like, that's not a bargaining chip, bitch. It's like
her
saying
survival or protection.
It's still freaking diseases.
Yeah, it's still raw sex.
Shit.
Yeah.
And she goes, so I go, no, I'm good. And she goes, she like suck her teeth and I kind of push me back into the pillow and begins to go down on me without my permission. I told her no.
Because you did, okay.
And she got like her lips on the top of the tip.
Yeah.
And I grabbed her up. I said, no. I said, that's cool. Because I didn't want her to suck my dick
and then
I owe her some dick. Like, oh, no, motherfucker. I sucked your dick. You owe me some dick now.
Wow, what a
so
role reversal.
I didn't want that. Right. I'm like, uh-uh.
You've been there before,
I'm like,
something
I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want. So I grabbed, pulled her up. I go, no, it's cool. And then she goes, please. I go, no, I don't. I'm just protect you and me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? And then she goes like this on my chest. She goes, I want some now. Like, I want some now.
She's banging your chest?
Yeah, like, oh, I want some now.
Like a child.
But she stopped the sexy talk. Just like, I want some now.
She had a temper tantrum.
Yelling. And I had to grab her head and put on my shirt. I said, it's okay. It's okay. And I said to myself, I'm not going to kiss her no more to get excited.
Yeah.
And I told her this story. I said, listen. This is Sunday, by the way. I said, listen, I'm here till Wednesday. I'll go get some condoms tomorrow. We'll do it right. You could come back tomorrow. We'll have a good ass time. She said, all right. Are you sure? I said, yes. I said, look, listen, let's just put our clothes back on. I'll walk you to your car. That way we don't have to freaking get excited again. Okay. So Monday, I said, yeah, Monday. I said, you working tomorrow? She said, yeah, I have to work. I'll just come straight here. We get dressed. I walk to her car. I walked into a car. It was about 4 o'clock. I had to run back upstairs to my hotel room, pack my shit because my flight was at 6 o'clock.
Oh,
because if I would have told her I'm out,
yeah,
she would like, oh no, I gotta get some dick.
Who knows what she would have done?
I gotta get some dick before. Oh no, you leaving?
God, I hope she doesn't hear this podcast for your safety.
Oh, you leaving?
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh no, I gotta get some dick before. Because I might never. And so I got out of there and caught my flight just in time.
Oh my God. Did she ever have your number?
Yeah. She texts me nonstop. I didn't answer her calls. She texts me at the airport. While I was at the airport, I guess it was time for her to go to work. She texted me when I landed, and she just kept texting me. I didn't reply because I didn't want to tell her.
Because that could be instigating something, like her temper. You don't know.
So I think on Tuesday or Wednesday, I returned. I said, oh, yo, I had to leave town. Crazy thing. I got another show, and they called me that I had to leave my flight. Like, are you serious? You laugh? I thought you was going to be. I was like, yeah. You know, shows be coming up, you know what I'm saying?
Safer just to say that.
They need
shows be coming up.
You never know when they need an opener. Openers on demand, bitch.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then she stopped.
And she stayed. But she kept trying to get this is my theory. If you fuck me like that, I'm not the best looking guy. Mind you, she's hot as shit. I'm not the best looking guy. If you do that to me, how many other guys are you fucking raw? You know what I'm saying?
That's
Does that make
what
sense?
We're coming back to. I mean,
that was what you got out of it.
I
got out of it. Don't fucking throw a temper tantrum and respect my wishes, please.
What?
If I don't want you to have sex with me, you're not having sex with me. And don't have a temper tantrum and pound my chest.
Well, you know, it's different for guys and girls. When a girl says no, you know, when a guy says no, like, come on, either you're gay or what's going on? You no, married, I mean, motherfucker?
That's not
well,
necessarily
Well, you said no because
true.
You didn't want to get a disease.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you,
guys can
yeah,
say but, no.
They can but, say no for other reasons.
But like Patrice O'Neill says, women controls safe sex.
Right, they have to say put a condom on.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Guys are like,
that's not always
you
true,
put a condom on.
I've had guys who are very like, no, put a condom on.
Yeah, me too. Oh, Steven is,
yeah,
Steven will not.
For
we
sure.
still have been together 5 years and he wears condoms most of the time.
Damn.
Yeah. Because he doesn't want to get me pregnant.
He's cheating.
No, he's not cheating. Our logic is very different. He ain't,
oh,
he ain't
God,
cheating.
Well.
Well, what do you want to promote?
Oh, I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club February 26th, 27th, Friday, awesome. Saturday. Two shows, 8:30 and 10:30 Friday, 8 and 10 on Saturday. Gotham
Perfect.
Comedy Club.
Will is so fucking funny, guys. You have to see him. What's
Find
your Twitter?
Find me on Twitter, Will yeah. Sylvince. Will, with one L, last name, S-Y-L-V-I-N-C-E, V as in Victor, I-N-C-E, N as in Nancy, C-E, C as in Cat, E as in Eric.
We'll put it in
that.
The description.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So they could just go that.
Yeah, Will Sylvince, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the same name.
Did you have fun?
I had a good ass time.
Good. Thanks for
did you,
doing
Did you have fun? Did
yeah,
you like
I think
these creepy
well.
Ass stories?
I love
ass?
Creepy
we
ass
love
stories.
The creepy ass stories.
You sure?
Yeah, that was awesome.
You heard creepier stories than this?
Yeah, there's some creepy ass stories.
Okay.
Everyone has their own version of creepy ass
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, everyone's Bye. Different. Guys, thank you so much for listening. This has been Guys We Fucked the Anti Slut Shaming Podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday.
And this is one I hope is written for the books. Every time I spit it, I be feeling kind of shook. Scared of how it might get took and look at how I left it all. Don't stress no more, I reminisce but never get involved. I front like everything is cool to help you sweat it off. But I'd be fronting if I said I didn't care at all. This is my guilty pleasure. This is my guilty pleasure. Say that if you love it, you should let it out of his cage. But I ran around it and played and I danced around it. And maybe I clowned around in amazing. It's probably crazy you stay, but look, I wrestle with the hurt people And some people don't deserve people. Shit, if I read that all clear, it's probably about However, this is my guilty pleasure. This is my guilty pleasure.